This is the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go.
Welcome back to Superheroes in Heels. Today, I'm not just talking about showing up. I'm talking about owning the room when you get there. So today's episode is for the woman who walks into networking events and then immediately scans the room for that one safe person she already knows. Yeah, I'm calling that out today. Let me give you some real talk, you know, right here out of the gate. If you keep talking to the same five people at every event, you're not networking. You're hiding in plain sight. And I'm saying this with real love. Look, I can be a wallflower. I know it may not seem like it, but for many years I was. So I completely get it. I understand it. Walking into a room full of people that you don't know, right? It can mess with your confidence real quick. But that's where I want you to help yourself create a shift today. Confidence isn't something you wait to feel. Confidence is something that you decide to embody. And presence, having command presence, that's the thing that makes people feel you before you even open your mouth. So I wanted to break that down a little bit today. Presence-powered confidence is not about being loud. It's not about talking the most. It's not about being the center of attention. It's about being grounded. It's about being intentional, right? It's about being sure of who you are when you walk into that room. Because before you even say a single word, people are already deciding something about you. They're watching your posture, your eye contact, your energy, right? So this question comes up about what is it that you're saying before you even speak a word? Right? That's the challenge that I think a lot of people aren't paying attention to. I watch people walk into places like doom and gloom, right? And then once they get past the gate or the gatekeeper signing their name badge or whatever that is, then all of a sudden they put on the smile and they go out to network. But there's a part before you even walk in the room, before you even get in there, that you're missing. You have to stop rushing, right? Stop shrinking. Stop scanning like you don't belong there. Instead, what I want you to do is take a deep breath before you walk in or as soon as you get out of your car. Right? People are watching you as you're getting there, right? Shoulders back, chin level, right? Slow your pace down a little bit. Don't be rushed. Make eye contact. Have a small, confident smile. And then here's one of my favorite piece of advice that most people don't say, but it's take a pause. Yeah, just pause for a moment. Because women who know who they are, they're not in a rush to prove it to anybody. So if you stop and take a pause, hold your head, keep your chin level, deep breath, put a smile on your face. That pause, it says, I'm here. I'm grounded. I belong in this space. A lot of times I'll walk into a networking event and they have like a booth set up for you can get a name tag. If you didn't bring yours, you can drop your business card in for a drawing or whatever. that's when I just like stop and pause, and just kind of look around the room. I politely say hello to the people up front, do the business card exchange or name tag exchange or whatever that is. I'm grounded and I'm in that space in that moment. And that, ladies and gentlemen, that's command presence. I want you to stop defaulting to your comfort zone, your little comfort circle, right? Because as you stay in that space, it's keeping you stuck. When you walk in the room and you see the people and boom, you go straight to the people that you know. Yeah, that's comfortable. But your comfort circle is not your growth strategy. It's not going to get you to the next client. It's not going to get you to that next big thing. Let me say that again for the people who are just barely listening here. Your comfort circle is not your growth strategy. You already know those people. You have their email. You have their cell phone, right? You're going to these networking events. You're praying for opportunities, right? And you walk in and you go to the same old people. Well, if they had opportunities, wouldn't they have already called you? If you already have exchanged all that information? You're going out networking for mentorship, for exposure, next level conversations. And the people that already know you, most of the time, they're sitting in the conversation that you've already had. Look, I know what I'm talking about. Look, this episode, my last couple of episodes, my voice has been shot. Laryngitis, no voice. I'm dealing with this, you know, sexy, raspy voice, right? that I have right now. It's been more than a couple of weeks. I'm getting better. But week before, I had no voice at all. I could make a few sounds. I could whisper. And I was still out there working and networking. I went to a workshop. No one knew me in the room. This was a group I had never participated in, never been a part of. I knew one person at the event. They're the person who invited me. But they weren't in this breakout workshop that I happened to be in. And I walked in. I had on a red and white blazer. And I looked around and I found my $1 million seat, right? You find the seat where you're going to pay attention the most so you can make the $1 million, right? and this particular workshop, it's mostly men in this seminar and workshop. I had no voice to speak, but they knew my presence. And how do I know that? Well, here's this speaker I've never met up on a stage. And this speaker, he kept looking at me and shaking his head. Look, I laughed at the jokes. I nodded in agreement to the comments that he was making about leaders and employees. And he was talking about, you know, delegating and how everything does not require a virtual assistant. And, you know, I nodded. I participated even though I didn't have a voice, right? And in the middle of the presentation, like, he just looked at me and said, "I like you. I like your energy." Now, again, I didn't say a word to him. I had no voice. I quietly snickered. I nodded my head. Like, I totally understood and kept my energy connected in the room. I had presence. So when somebody tells me that they can't do it because they're, you know, the way they look, the way they speak, the way they, you know, their confidence or whatever, all I'm telling you, it is about your energy more than anything that you say, more than anything that you do. I just experienced it again just recently. So I want you to really think about that for a moment. Is for you, is, you know, do you hide out just because your voice is shot, right? Heck, I'm a speaker who can't speak right now. Although I'm still doing these podcasts the best that I can. So there you are. But what I really want you to do is I want you to stop overcomplicating this, right? Let's make it ridiculously simple, right? There's one rule. There's one main rule when you walk into any networking event, whether you have a big voice or not. And that one rule is any new room that you walk in, find one new person. Like, you don't have to work the whole entire room. In this particular case, there was more than, I don't know, 50 people in the workshop, right? I wasn't going to work the whole 50 people. There's about 200 people at the conference, but this breakout session had about 50 people. Look, you don't have to become best friends with everyone, right? But you have to start with someone. And when you walk up to someone, try something like, hi, I don't think we've ever met. What do you do? Boom, done. Open question started. Conversation can now begin, right? Or you happen to, you know, see what company they're with. You know what they do because of the company that they have on their name tag or whatever. It's like, what got you into this industry? It's just that simple. We don't have to come up with complicated questions to get to know people. We don't have to dig deep. Tell me about your wife and your kids. Do you have a dog? Like, stop making it hard, right? You're not there to perform. You're there to connect with people. Learn a little bit about them. You know, what is it that you do? How did you get into that industry? And look, let me give you one of the most underrated power moves in networking. It's called listening. Everybody else is waiting for their turn to talk. But confident women, we make people feel seen. We're not looking or scanning over the edge. Look, sometimes I am, and I even say it to the person. And that's my security background, is I'm scanning the room, making sure there's no problems, okay? So I will say to them, hey, I'm right here with you. Professional hazard, I scan the room, right? Sometimes that opens up a whole new conversation. But the best thing that you can do is to be present with them, right? Ask a follow-up question to something that they said, but really listen to what they're saying and actually care about what they're saying. Nod, connect, and be present. See, I didn't have a voice in that workshop. But what I did do is I was able to nod. I was able to connect. I was able to listen. I was able to be present for that speaker. And then he points out in front of 200 people, I like you. I like your energy, right? You can become memorable without trying too hard. Just like I did when I had no voice. So let's address the quiet insecurity that really nobody ever talks about. We go walking into the room. And a lot of times as women, we're thinking, will they like me? Will they think I sound smart enough? Do I belong here? When you're asking those questions of yourself, you're asking for validation to be in the room. Today, I want you to flip that. Instead of, do they like me or will they like me? Ask, how can I connect, support, or learn something here? Because network isn't about being liked. Yeah, you might become liked down the line, right, in the future. But networking is really about building relationships, offering value, expanding your world. If you're going there to get the sale or to try to get somebody to show up to your next workshop or to, to invite you to interview them or for them to interview you, right? What you're doing is you're going there as a salesperson. You're trying to sell yourself. You're trying to sell your pitch. You're selling all of that stuff. But that's not really what networking is for. Networking is about building the relationships in such a way that you send them the information. Then you do a follow-up call. Did you get the information? I really wanted to invite you to this event, right? When you shift that energy into building relationship and offering value and expanding your world, your energy completely changes. Right? Networking, I get it. It feels stiff and it feels awkward. Right? You're not going to do it, you know, consistently the same way. So why not make it fun? Why can't we turn networking into a game of sorts, right? We want to gamify our social media and we want to gamify our networking, our online groups and, you know, connections there. But Can you gamify getting out there and networking? Right? So for me, I always have a goal. This is my way of gamifying things, is I'm going to have 3 meaningful conversations today. I'm going to meet 3 new people I've never met before. I'm going to talk to somebody outside of my industry. I'm going to find somebody who has the most, interesting story in the room. I'm going to connect somebody to somebody they've never met before that might be a good fit for them. You see how I can shift why I'm even walking in the room if I'm aimlessly walking in to hand out my business card or to collect as many business cards as I can, right? How fun is that? Then you got to go back and do the work. But what if I had 3 meaningful conversations tonight and learned some really cool things about somebody that I could later utilize, I could later refer, right? I could send them information. They might be an asset for me. I might be an asset for them. We might have a meaningful conversation and decide, you know what? We don't even ever need to talk again. Look, it's not about pressure. It's about curiosity. Finding the most interesting story in the room. You go around, hey, tell me about your story. You don't have to tell anybody you're looking for the most interesting story. Right? But then when you leave and you want to post about your social networking, then you go out there and you go, look, one of the most interesting stories I found today networking was da 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 da. Introduce the person around that. Introduce them to your network. I don't know. There's lots of different things that you could do. Curiosity is where confidence starts to grow. It really is. Right? The more curious we are, the more we're willing to step into doing something, the more confidence, builds. Our confidence is built by uncomfortable moments. That little voice in our head that says, ooh, this is awkward. I don't know anyone. This feels weird. Good. Listen to it. That means you're growing. Because every time that you introduce yourself to someone new, you're literally expanding who you're willing to be. Right? How are you growing in that space? I know. It's awkward sometimes. It's so much easier to just go hang out with the people that you know. Now, I'm not saying that when you walk through a networking event and somebody that you know comes up to you, you could just snub them and said, hey, I'm not talking to you today. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is you talk with them for a brief moment, but don't hang out there. Connect with them, right? Say hello. I hug people a lot when I'm out networking, and I'm not a hugger, okay? But I hug the people, the friends, the connections, the people that I've built relationships with. Why? Because they're huggers, right? Because I've learned that about them. Some are not. And we just like, hey, do a quick wave. Good to see you, right? There's a lot of different ways that you can go about it. I'm not saying snub the people you already know. I'm saying do a quick connection, but move on and find those people that could be the most interesting. That they could have the most interesting story that you've never met before, that's outside of your industry, that you didn't think you could ever collaborate with. But once you find out more about them, you go, maybe. So here's a challenge for you. Well, first, come on over to the Hive Hangout, right? KimberlyBorgans.com. Come and hang out with me in the Hive Hangout. And, connect with me. I'd love to have you there. Leave a comment on your podcast, right? On this podcast. But here's a challenge. At your next event, the next meeting, the next casual setting, right? Talk to 3 people you wouldn't normally talk to. Maybe you're meeting with a couple of friends at a restaurant. Talk to the waitress. Talk to the busboy. Talk to the host. Somebody who you don't normally maybe have a conversation with. You're in the restroom, talk to somebody who's in there. Look, women do it all the time. I'm a lot more, this is where some of my masculine energy comes in, is I go to the restroom. I just want to go in, do my business, wash my hands, get out. Okay. But a lot of women are in there talking and chatting and hanging in the ladies' restroom. So stop, talk to somebody, tell them they have a wonderful outfit on. Like that you like the lipstick they just put on, or that you like how their hair is, or something. Hey, you know what? I saw you out there, your kids. You're doing great as a mom, right? Make somebody's day by having a conversation. So the challenge is, you know, maybe talk to three people that you wouldn't normally talk to, right? Or ask one meaningful question of somebody. Somebody you don't know that well. Somebody that you do know well and you'd never asked a meaningful question to. Maybe the challenge you want to take on this week is stay in a conversation for at least 2 minutes. Full on 100% attention for 2 whole minutes. Right? You can look at your watch real quick and just go. Don't keep looking at your watch going, okay, I need 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. No, but just stay totally connected with that person for at least 2 minutes. Let them talk. You talk. It's a conversation. It's not about listening to them, but it's also not one-upping them. They're having a bad day. Oh, girl, I've had a bad day. You know, don't say it. Just say, wow, I'm sorry to hear you had a bad day. What's something that you do normally that will help you get out of a bad day? Be curious, but stay in the conversation for 2 minutes. This is how confidence gets built, by doing things that you don't normally do. Asking meaningful questions. Talking to three people you wouldn't normally talk to, right? Staying in the conversation for at least 2 minutes. Not being in your head, but be in action. The challenge comes when, you know, really, you hang out with people that you're so confidently comfortable with, but they're not going to take you to that next level of growth. Right? You're not meant to stay in rooms where you're already known for everybody. Right? You're meant to grow in rooms and stretch you. You know, I've been part of a women's organization for almost 20 years, and most people know me. And, you know, I've come to the point I'm not growing as much in that space anymore. And so I'm looking for new rooms, right? I'm looking for new places to be in. Are you? I'm still part of the organization. I'm still in love with the people and I still connect with them. But I know that I'm pretty, you know, stagnant a lot of times. And so they're learning, they're asking me questions. I'm connecting with people. I'm all for that. But I also want to grow. So I'm stretching myself. I'm getting out and meeting new people, even when I don't have a voice. So walk into every room as if you belong there, because you do. When my friend invited me to the event that I went to recently, she told me, oh, I just, you know, in case you're wondering, there's a lot of men that attend this event. And I was like, okay, no challenge for me. Right. And, you know, there's a lot of times women like don't like that. They only want to be in rooms with women. But I learn a lot from the men. I learn a lot from the male counterparts. I learn a lot from the women that I'm connected with. I learn a lot from just asking people and being curious. So walk in like you belong there, because you do, no matter what or who is in the room. But remember this, always inspect what you expect, right? Check out the people, get to know the organization, find out the networking event that you're participating in. Get involved, get connected, build your relationships with people. Those people will invite you to new places. Show up with command presence. Walk in that room with your head as if you know you are meant to be there. Sorry about that. Show up with that command presence where you walk in, you scan the room, you take notice of who's there. You get yourself mentally prepared to be in that room. Turn the on switch of, I'm excited to be here because I'm excited to meet somebody, build a new relationship, hear an interesting story, talk to somebody for 2 minutes that I've never spoken to. Never taken the time to truly listen. And then do what you said you were going to do every single time, right? If you said that you're going to contact them, then do so. Follow up with an email. Send them a postcard or a note in the mail, right? Make that phone call. Yeah, it's uncomfortable, but poo-hoo, so what? We get uncomfortable all the time. That's the goal in growing a business. I've been uncomfortable since the day I started business over 34 years ago. It's been uncomfortable. Okay. Sometimes I get a little comfortable and I'm like, oh crap, I'm going to have to get out of this. I got to get uncomfortable again. What do I need to do? Challenge yourself to be uncomfortable. Get uncomfortable and leave a review on Apple or Spotify or whatever platform that you listen to this podcast. Share it with a friend, you know, who most importantly needs you. They need you to send them, you know, ways that they can hold their head high. Most importantly, what I would say today is you have to hold your head high. Step into those power shoes and feel blessed because you're taking action today. Take action on something today. I've given you some challenges. This is Kimberly Borgens, your host here at Superheroes in Heels. Be blessed, my friends.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.